Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
What is our responsibility as believers, as followers of Christ? Today, Pastor Joel continues the teaching series entitled Examining Your Investment Portfolio. Let's listen as Pastor Joel shares the truth concerning what God expects from us as believers.
Child knows the way home, but do you let your children come home by themselves? Not today's dating times, you don't. See? So you can't let them stay out till 12 midnight like we used to do. You know, it used to be, you know, I rode my bike all over Chicago. Rode my bike from downtown, the loop, all the way to the south side. And I was about 10 or 12 years old. Of course, my mother was like the old lady that lived in the shoe. She had so many of us, she didn't know what to do, so she didn't even know where I was. But nowadays, you can't do that, you know. In fact, I put the old raggedy bike together. I found a wheel and a frame. One wheel was bigger than the other one. I tied a balloon in the spokes, so it sounded like a motorcycle. And I rode that bike all over, rusty bike all over the place. They don't know about that, do they? They don't know about that, do they, Parrish? You know what I'm talking about. Come on now. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Ron. Okay, that's the way it used to be, but not like that. But what I'm saying is that kids nowadays, they even if they know their way home, they don't know the pitfalls like the parent does. They don't know the pitfalls, and we as children of God don't know the pitfalls like God does. That's why we have to look to him, amen? We can't do things our own way because he knows. What did he say in Jeremiah? Let's go to Jeremiah 29:11, Pastor. Read that one for us. You all know this one backwards and forwards.
Jeremiah 29:11 mm-hmm. tells us, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says mm-hmm. the Lord.
Says the
thoughts
Lord.
Of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope."
Amen. That's what it is. Thank you, Pastor. This scripture, the Lord is assuring us that he alone is the one who knows as well as sets up the divine plans that he has for our lives. Now, God's got a divine plan for your life. See yourself as running a 100-yard dash, okay? Or a marathon, a 12K race. Now, you're just at mile number 4. You can't know what's coming up in the next 12 miles. But if you stop running or if you take an alternate path away from God, you won't know what his divine plan is for you along the way. And you know how you tune in to God and stay on the proper path? By staying in this word. By doing what the Lord says, you got to stay on the path. And that's what he's saying here. I know the way. I am the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Without going my way, you're going the wrong way. Huh? Without me, there is no truth in what you're talking about, huh? And without the life, without my life, you really have no life because I hold your life in the palm of my hand. So you know that tells you right there that we have to be investing in God. That's why he says, have you checked your portfolio out lately? Huh? That's what he's talking about. He alone is the one who knows and sets up the plans for our lives. It's saying it right there. Thoughts of peace and evil to give you a future and a hope. I know your future. I know your hope should be in me. And in me, you'll have even more hope because you'll see that I'm faithful. Amen. That's what he's saying. Therefore, we as human beings should be accessing God's will in every area of our lives. Especially since he alone is the one who truly knows what's best for you. Devil will tell you, you know better. Devil will say, you got this. Devil will say, it ain't all that. Devil will say, you ain't got to read that. Devil will say, you ain't got to go there. Devil will say, take a log. Take it easy. You've been going to church for 20 years. Take 20 years off. You ain't got to go there. He'll tell you all of that. You know the way. Yeah. Yeah. So, now I know there's those of you who are Christians and you're familiar with this verse, and most Christians can quote this thing verbatim. But do we really follow it, church? Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do. And if so, if we do follow it, do we honor it? And if we do honor it, how much do we honor it? And what is it conveying to us? You see, and I'm speaking to all the churches. You see, church, if we truly believe that God really does know and have our best interests at heart, why do we constantly see Christians operating by their own standards? That's a fair question. I'm not looking for an answer. I'm just pointing these out because this is what the Lord pointed out to me. And I don't need to use any of the multitude of serious acts of sinful behavior that we normally talk about. In other words, the Lord put this on me that don't even talk about those things today. I'm not talking about adultery. I'm not talking about fornication. I'm not talking about homosexuality, bisexuality, or transsexuality. We talk about those things all the time. Surely the devil is busy chipping away at the church's foundation through many so-called Christians who either actively or habitually engage in these types of things, or they passively condone these types of things. I'm talking about leaders, too. The things I just mentioned, those things, they passively condone those things sometimes because either they're involved in it or they're deriving some sort of perk from it, or those that are in it. See, when you lie in bed with certain things, it gets on you, and you really can't shake it off you. So people that allow these things in the church, and then you start deriving support from people that are got bad money or dirty money, and dirty politics, corruption, evil, you're less apt to say anything about it. See what I mean? Oh, yeah. If you side with the government and get a 501c3 license, and now you've got all this wealth coming in and you're doing certain things with it, you can't say too much when they tell you to shut up and don't preach the word. You can't say too much. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Lord says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. I won't have my son. I won't have my daughter bowing down to anybody that tells him not to preach the word. Even if it means death itself, then you get ready to go absent from the body and present with the Lord. And after I'm gone, say hello to somebody I don't know and tell them about the Lord. That's what you do, because God says, I know the plans I have for you. There will be no compromise. So we condone these things. Some or all of these things, they're all aberrant conduct, but I won't go into those today and examining how Christians operate by their own standard. We don't have to go that far. I don't have to say Christians are murdering people and let's talk about murder in the church, thievery in the church. No. Let's not talk about that. All we have to do is look around and see that most churches are not filled up. That's our problem right there. Most churches are not filled to capacity. Huh? Most churches, I don't care what you're doing in that church. I don't care how many perks you're giving them, how many donuts you're serving, how many movies you're watching, how much popcorn you're serving, how many Super Bowls, and how many people you invited in. Your church is probably not to capacity. Matter of fact, this is going to get you. The truer the word that's being preached, the fewer the amount of people you're going to reach in that place. The truer the word that's being preached, the fewer the people that you're going to reach in that place. Pastor Annalisa said he's not going to be invited anywhere. See, Pastor Annalisa likes to be invited. I mean, she's a sweetheart. She's a people person. But God put somebody in this church that still got to learn how to be a people person. God put me here to tell you how it is through the Lord. And I love people, but I will not bow down to man. I bow down to the creator of man. That's how it's got to be, because I got to preach the true word of God. Okay? I got to preach the true word of God. I don't get any perks. Okay? God let me retire on my own salary. Okay? I don't have no orphanages from the government. I don't take care of 20 elderly people and get a $90,000 grant. I work for the Lord and I preach the gospel of Christ. Okay? And he said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. It's for good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. And that's what we're talking about. We see churches not filled up to capacity. People not coming because they can't stomach the truth. People rather you lie to them and tell them the truth. People rather you lie to them and let them go to hell the way they're going so then they can really say something. But now God says, no, I'm giving you the truth, and people don't want to hear the truth. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what he said. Matter of fact, the truth of the word that's being preached, a few amount of people that you reach in those churches. And why is that, church? When Hebrews 10:35 instructs us to not forsake the assembling of the saints. Matter of fact, Pastor, take us there. We know that starts at, can you read that? What did I give you on that?
You gave me Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25.
19 to 25. I don't know why I gave you that, but let's hear what it says.
It says, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us, through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Verse 25, I think that's what you're looking for. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Now it's coming back to me. See, when the Lord is giving me, it's sometimes this news usually about 3 a.m, and we're up, and he's speaking to me. And so sometimes I don't remember till I wake back up. So now I'm awake. Thank you, Pastor. So this passage is talking about assembling ourselves with true hearts. Not just coming to church, y'all. No. Assembling ourselves with true hearts. Quiet is kept. If your heart is true, it's going to be hard. You're going to be hard-pressed to miss church. A lady called me today that couldn't make church. And I knew from the phone call she couldn't come. And before she could get 4 words out, she was weeping and crying because she had an emergency and she couldn't make it to church. But see, I've seen this woman's walk. You got to shoot her to keep her from coming. Sister Jackie was crying because the lady couldn't breathe and they had an emergency. And she was all ready to go and something happened. Now, I got some history with Sister Jackie. Sister Jackie came out of Islam like I did. She is so glad to be in the Lord. She is so glad to know Jesus because she was a dead woman walking. And I know some other people, like Sister Wanda, same thing. God knows our hearts. He knows your heart. But it's saying right here, he wants you to assemble yourself with a true heart. It says, holding fast the confession of our hope without wavering. I'm here to tell you the devil's going to try to get you to waver. The devil's going to try to get you to waver. We in Job right now in Bible study. And the devil came against Job, and when he killed his sons and daughters and some of his livestock and his servants, then he started messing with his body, put boils all over. I can't stand boils, y'all. I don't like boils. I don't like pimples or boils on me nowhere, okay? But the devil know how to mess with people. He'll put a boil on you. He'll boil you if you let him. But God says, without wavering, that means no matter what that old demon does, no matter what he tells you, no matter how he messes with you, you know how you get him back? You show up at church, and he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. You show up anyway. Huh? You got to show up anyway. Yeah, I know my brother Miles. Miles came in here. Miles lost one of his teeth. The one right in front, I don't know if people show up in church with a tooth missing. Not a tooth, a tooth. Showed up. First thing he said was, I lost my tooth. I said, praise God. Come on, sit down. Sister Karen. Karen hit the deck. She fell. Lost a tooth. Mouth was all busted up. Came up in here like a soldier. How you like me now? Came right on up in here like a soldier. I would think their investment portfolio might be looking pretty good. I would think. See, because the word says, without wavering. Now, granted, there are going to be some things that are going to knock you down. Sicknesses, despair, working overtime sometimes might not just knock you down. But what God is saying is, in your heart, in your spirit, I want you to assemble yourself in church. I want you to be in your church, not just any church, but your home church, because I know the plans that I have for you. See, I didn't put you in just any church. I put you in this church. I put you under these pastors. I called them before the foundation of the earth. I knitted all of you together, and I knew you would be here at this time. Every church, whatever churches that you're in, my friends, who are seeing this, whatever places that you, whoever your pastor is, God put you there with him, with her. If you have any inkling of who the Holy Spirit is, God has put you there. For a reason. I'm not trying to woo anybody from any church. I'm saying that wherever the Lord had put you under that leadership, please go there. Please support them. Please show up. Don't you know that the body of Christ is a team? What kind of player doesn't show up when there's a game? What kind of gang member doesn't show up when there's a fist fight? You're going to leave your brothers to fight the battle and you not even swing a punch, not even swing a baseball bat. Why be on the team if you're not going to show up? The Lord says, I want you to assemble yourself and I want you to be consistent. He says, without wavering. Consistent. In investing in the house of God. You see, in case some of you may not know it, okay? In case you may not know it, assembling yourself consistently in service is part of your investment portfolio. It's the part under obedience. Just stay with me spiritually. You open your portfolio, and there is obedience. And under obedience, the things that cause you to be obedient. One is assembling yourself consistently. If you are a member, thank you. Some people visit churches, and some people trying to get the feel of the church. That's under God knows your hearts. Anything I'm saying right here has got to come from this Bible, not my mind. Check it against Scripture, okay? Check it against Scripture. I'll give you the scriptures as best I can, but sometimes I get to talking fast, and I'll come back to it. But anyway, this scripture in Hebrews 10:25 says that we are not to miss being in church. That's what it means. Assemble yourselves, exhorting one another. That means standing by one another. That means being relied upon by one another. And yes, that means suffering for and with one another. Okay, I'm praying for you, brother. I'm laying hands on you, brother. Let's pray, sister. Lord, do we get somebody bring something for this person? We can't do that if we don't get together. And it says that we're to do this. Check this out. Now, y'all gonna really, I don't know. Y'all might not like this one. You're supposed to do this even more so as you see the return of Christ approaching. Is he coming through, y'all? About that time, don't you think? So we should be assembling ourselves more so in 2020 than we did in 1979 at the street corner church over the store, right? That's the word of God. That's his word. Not my word, it's his word. So even more so as the day approaches, okay? And so much the more as you see the day, and it's got day, capital D-A-Y. That's not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's the day. That's the day when Christ is coming back. As you see that day approaching, as you see the evils in society, as you see politicians lying to your face and saying, we didn't say that, but we did say that, but we didn't say that, but I can do that. Even if it's wrong, I can think about it. Then you know the day is approaching. You know. When you see the time when people say you can abort a baby at 9 months at the doctor's whim, the day is approaching. When you see that they take Jesus out of schools and let drag queen story time in the school, you know the day is approaching. I said I wasn't going to talk about that. I forgot. Sorry, Lord. But this is the day that's approaching. That just put a fire under everybody's behind to come to church. Woo! Let me get in church. That should burn us to stay home, even if we don't feel like coming. We say, oh, man, I got to go because I know I want to upset those demons, and I'm coming one way or the other. I'm going to get there. I'm not going to let anything keep me back. If I got a headache, give me some aspirin, but I'm going to church. Let me go on in here anyway, okay? I ain't got a way I'll hitchhike. Lord, get me there. You know that church on the corner? Can I get a ride? Okay. I'll pray for you. Can I get a ride? We need to get there, y'all. Even more so as we see the day approaching. See, that's the account that the Lord is instructing you and I, Mr. Christian, Ms. Christian. You and I have a spiritual account that the Lord is saying we're supposed to check the health of our account. We check a lot of things, huh? We check our bank accounts. Huh? We check our IRAs, if you got one. What is it? I'm retired now, so I don't remember. 401k, there we go. See, that's a working. See, a working. She came right back with that 401k. Oh, I forgot. But whatever it is, you got to check. We check those things. But we need to be checking our spiritual accounts with the Lord that we pay into. See, we got to sow into that thing because this is what reaps spiritual dividends for you. See, when you sow into your retirement account or you sow into your bank account, you get a little bit of interest, okay? Your escrow account. Brother Ron taught me about that. Escrow accounts, things like that. You get a little bit of something. But when you sow into your spiritual account with the Lord, come on, Sister Lucille, you know what I'm talking about. You get blessings unlimited. You can't see the blessings yet. God says that in 1 Corinthians 2:9. No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, or has mind conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. You think you got some stuff here, huh? God does some things, and that's why when we sow into this spiritual account, you can't believe what God is going to do for you, and he's doing all that now. Amen?
Amen. The word says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We're so thankful you chose to fellowship with us today. You can find today's message as well as previous broadcasts on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. While you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Listen. If you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow him. Join us in person April 9th at the Fairfield Community Center at 1000 Kentucky Street as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Service begins at 1 p.m. Continue to join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and to walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of this powerful series with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is here.